More than 100 property owners in Pittsburgh are reducing their carbon emissions and saving water. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant. Those property owners are partners in the Pittsburgh 2030 District. It's managed by the Green Building Alliance. The nonprofit recently released a progress report, which shows its effort to reduce carbon is ahead of schedule. The Allegheny Front's intern Kira McCaig reports from one of the partners, the University of Pittsburgh.
At the very top of Pitt's Oakland campus sits a leading example in the 2030 district, the Central Utility Building. It supplies chilled water to the upper campus, cooling buildings and research equipment. But one of the big environmental stars of the building is actually buried underneath the adjacent parking lot, a 250,000-gallon cistern. It collects rainwater from the rooftops of upper campus buildings and wastewater from the nearby steam plant, keeping it from going into the sewer. So far this year, Pitt has recovered about 250,000 gallons of this so-called gray water. This gray water is then reused in the building's chilling system. Scott Bernardus, Vice Chancellor of Facilities Management, calls the water recovery system a win-win-win.
We're reducing our expenses and the amount of water we have to buy. We're reducing the impact on the local environment through a rainstorm. Thirdly, we're reusing the water.
The whole purpose of this building is to chill the water efficiently with as little water going down the drain as possible. Here's how it basically works. First, a refrigerant removes heat from the chilled water loop before it's circulated across campus. The heat is then transferred to water in a second loop that goes to cooling towers on the roof, where Dan DeVito, Director of Building Operations and Maintenance, explains.
And we're removing the heat out here, and then it goes back and just keeps cycling.
The cooling towers are metal structures open to the air. Water falls, kind of like rain, from the top of the towers. At the same time, a fan at the top pulls outdoor air up, using it to cool the water. But much of that water is lost to evaporation. That's where the gray water comes in. The water is pumped from the cistern, treated, and sent to the cooling towers, reducing the use of city water, says Bernardus.
Instead of drawing new water out of our domestic water system, we're able to use the water that we were given for free via the rain.
Another big part of the building's efficiency efforts are the motors that pump more than 7,000 tons of water through three chillers. They're operated by variable frequency drives, says Al Agustinelli, Director of Building Systems and Commissioning.
So these machines will vary the motor speed depending on load. So we're not using energy that we don't need to use anymore.
Green Building Alliance says Pitt's project reflects the efforts made by the Pittsburgh 2030 District. The latest progress report shows the participating partners, including hospitals, cultural venues, and downtown buildings, collectively reached their goal of cutting carbon emissions in half a full 6 years early.
We're really excited about that reduction in carbon emissions.
That's Ashley DiGregorio, Pittsburgh 2030 District Senior Director. She says Pitt's Central Utility Building can help other building owners become more efficient.
It's a leading example that people from all over Pennsylvania and probably further come to see how they could apply this same kind of model to operating their hospitals in other areas, other college campuses.
Having met their first milestone early, Green Building Alliance, Pitt, and other partners are continuing their efforts towards the 2040 goal of zero carbon emissions. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kira McCaig.
There's more at alleghenyfront.org, and that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant.